Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric Johansson, a teacher with LSAT Demon. That's Nathan Fox, co-founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This question came to us via the Ask button.
Excellent. So this is one of our students. Could be a free student, could be all the way up to a live student. We treat all Ask button requests the same. This is just a student who's writing in to get some help. I'm sure our team responded via email, but we're going to respond here as well. It says, I have a general question. I have heard in live classes that some teachers recommend trying to read each sentence of the stimulus once slowly to eliminate rereading. I find that when I do that, I tend to forget what was happening in prior sentences, no matter how slow I go. Do you have any advice on what you would do if you were in my position in your own practice? Do you find yourself rereading sentences or do you do it in one go? Thanks.
Not only am I rereading sentences, I'm rereading bits of sentences, rereading words. If I don't get it the first time through, I'm going to stop and figure it out before I move on, for the most part.
Yeah. The one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to reread the whole passage. I'm not even going to reread a whole paragraph. I'm going to read most of it once, but there's plenty of sentences and phrases within sentences that require me to read them multiple times. I also might read something in the third paragraph that makes me go, oh, that's related to a thing. What did you say about that earlier? Oh, you had said this, and now you're saying, oh, okay, yeah. So that you can make that connection between different parts. But that's not like, let me start over from the beginning and reread the whole thing. And it's not like, oh, I didn't really get that paragraph. Let me reread that paragraph again. That's, I think, the thing that LSAT teachers are trying to get you to avoid. But I wouldn't be so technical about it that you're going to read every sentence one time. I just don't think that that's real. I think that you've got to read quicker than that, which means that you're going to sometimes go back and reread. I think that a little bit of rereading is actually part of reading.
Yeah. What do you think about this problem of forgetting what you've read in previous sentences?
Well, I can see how that would happen for sure. If you're like so locked in, focused on one sentence without thinking about the bigger picture, you know, you get these silos on.
Yeah.
We don't want a siloed reading. We want a broad, constructive reading where every sentence builds on the sentence before it. And you're looking down the road the whole time. You're thinking like, okay, so where are you going with this? I see where you've gone. I'm going to try to like extrapolate now a vector for this. Where are you taking us? What do I think you're going to say next? And I'm constructing meaning as I go, rather than like, I read that sentence. Let me put that sentence away and then go into this next sentence. No, they're continuing a story. You have to follow their story.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing about predicting.
Yeah.
Which I think is a huge part of reading. It's just, oh, they said this. I wonder where they're going with that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a very sensible point. How are they going to back that up? Or I don't really know what's going on. Or, oh, I see what they're starting to do. I bet they're going to say this thing later. I think that's a huge part of connecting the pieces and finding the bigger picture. Because either way, so if you predict what's coming next, one of two things is going to happen. Either you were right about it or you were wrong about it. But either way, the reaction that you have when you discover whether you were right or wrong, it'll be like, oh, sweet, I was right. Now I'm remembering that previous thing. Or,
yeah.
Oh, whoa, I was not right about this. How interesting. Either way,
totally.
You're connecting to the text better. You're having like a personal emotional reaction to what you're reading. It's great.
Yep. It does not matter if your predictions are right. Mm-hmm. It matters a lot, though, whether you're making those predictions at all. Because frequently, they will be right, which then makes it easier to read and reinforces your understanding. You kind of understood before they ever even got there. But when you're wrong, you notice like, oh, wow, okay. It started off like they were going in one direction, but it turns out they're going in another direction. And that's going to really matter because there will be questions with wrong answers that are related to the superficial understanding that you might have gotten if you only skimmed the first half of it.
Totally. Cool. Thanks for the question. Thanks for writing in. Those of you listening, let us know if you have your own thoughts or tips on how you remember or how you connect with what you read as you go. Email daily@lsatdemon.com. If you want to share any of those tips, ask us a question. or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.